Remember field day? For most of us, it was a hallowed year-end school tradition, right up there with ice cream socials and signing yearbooks. The kids loved it, of course, and looked forward to it every year. But for 2 years, not at Burns Park, one of Ann Arbor's oldest, most desirable, and most educated neighborhoods, and occasionally one of its kookiest. There's a reason why many Ann Arbor townies jokingly refer to it as the Republic of Burns Park. The Burns Park PTO might be the most active one in the state. In the late 90s, some parents, led by a social work professor, decided the competitive spirit of Field Day was too much for the kids. So they changed Field Day to Friendship Day, replacing foot races, long jumps, and tug-of-wars with games that emphasized cooperation over competition. I get it. It's a noble notion. But the kids hated it. During one event, a cross-section of students from all grades had to walk together on two long boards. The big kids kept yelling at the little ones to lift their left foot, then their right foot, but the first graders didn't know which one was their left or their right, so they all fell over, and the first graders burst into tears. I suspect that's not exactly what the parents had in mind. For the students bussed in from less affluent parts of town, canceling field day really stunk. All year, they had to compete in class against some of the nation's most privileged students, where success is publicized in every way possible. But on field day, many of these same students were, for the first time all year, winning the medals. Well, no more of that. I'll grant the parents had good intentions. But I'll also take a wild guess that some of them wanted to spare their kids the specter of not being at the front of the class for the first time in their lives. I'll also bet that few of those parents objected when their kids got gold stars for reading, writing, and arithmetic. In trying to protect some students from finishing last, they not only denied the busting kids their day in the sun, quite literally, they also denied their own kids the chance to learn some humility, to realize losing a foot race is no big deal, and to discover the next morning that the sun still came up right on time and they're going to be just fine. Instead, we confuse competing with bullying, which schools are rightly focused on eradicating. But the two could not be more different. Competition, properly taught, teaches respect, fair play, and good sportsmanship, the exact opposite of bullying. Friendship Day lasted only a couple years. The new PE teacher has brought in a nice balance of the old and the new, but the effects still linger. A few Burns Park parents and teachers have told me that too many kids don't know how to accept losing, especially, surprise, surprise, the boys. If they get knocked out playing foursquare, they simply yell, "Do over," and that's exactly what they get. As one of my friends said, my kid needs to learn how to lose, without me there, or any parent, and get over it. If you can't learn these important lessons on the playground, they won't be any easier during auditions for the high school play or tryouts for the band. We are raising a generation of domesticated kittens, and then throwing them out into the Serengeti. We might feel better about it, but in the long run, they won't.